A Georgetown man has been charged as an accessory after the fact in a heist that saw over $20 million in gold stolen from Pearson International Airport. Peel Regional Police held a press conference today, April 17, to announce that it has identified and charged or issued warrants for 9 individuals with over 19 charges in relation to the case that dates back to April 17, 2023. On that day, police say a flight landed at Pearson in the afternoon from Zurich, Switzerland with a cargo containing 6,600 bars of 0.9999% pure gold valued at over $20 million, along with $2.5 million worth in foreign currency. Shortly after landing, police say it was offloaded and transported to a separate location on the airport property. The cargo was then reported missing to Peel Regional Police in the early morning hours April 18. The police investigation over the past year has crossed borders, with the Philadelphia Field Division of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, being involved. Peel Regional Police and ATF have made significant progress in the investigation, police said in a press release. ATF has arrested one individual in the United States who had 65 illegal firearms in his possession, two of which had been modified to have fully automatic capabilities. 5 of the 65 handguns are known as ghost guns, meaning that they were not serialized and, therefore, are untraceable. Peel Regional Police investigators say they've also seized 1 kilogram of gold worth approximately $89,000 believed to be from the theft, smelting equipment and approximately $434,000 in Canadian currency. The following individuals have been arrested and charged. Parmpal Sidhu, a 54-year-old man from Brampton and an Air Canada employee. Theft over $5,000. Conspiracy to commit indictable offense. Amit Jalada, a 40-year-old man from Oakville. Possession of property obtained by crime. X2. Theft over $5,000. Conspiracy to commit indictable offense. Ahmed Chaudhry, a 43-year-old man from Georgetown. Accessory after the fact of indictable offense. Ali Raza, a 37-year-old man from Toronto. Possession of property obtained by crime. Prasath Paramalingam, a 35-year-old man from Brampton. Accessory after the fact of indictable offense. Firearms trafficking, aiding and abetting, conspiracy, U.S. indictment charges. These individuals have been released on conditions and will appear at the Ontario Court of Justice in Brampton at a later date. Canada-wide warrants have been issued for the following individuals. Simranpreet Panesar, a 31-year-old man from Brampton and former Air Canada employee, who was employed at the time of the theft. Theft over $5,000. Conspiracy to commit indictable offense. Archit Grover, a 36-year-old man from Brampton. Theft over $5,000. Conspiracy to commit indictable offense. Firearms trafficking-related offense. U.S. indictment. Arsalan Chaudhry, a 42-year-old man from Mississauga. Theft over $5,000. Possession of property obtained by crime, X2. Conspiracy to commit indictable offense. A warrant in the first has been issued for Durante King McLean, a 25-year-old man from Brampton. Theft over $5,000. Possession of property obtained by crime. King McLean is currently in custody in the United States on firearms trafficking-related charges, and investigators say they've been in touch with him and his legal counsel. Our investigators and entire service recognized the heightened interest and impact this incident had in our community. We immediately deployed the necessary resources to address and ensure arrests are made in this complex and multifaceted investigation that crossed international borders, said Peel Regional Police Chief Nishan Dureyappa. I commend the incredible work done by our investigators, the ATF, other law enforcement partners, and our community for working together to identify and arrest those responsible for this brazen crime. Peel Regional Police say this investigation remains a priority for them. The cross-jurisdictional boundaries will not hinder our ability to charge and arrest those responsible, police said in a press release. We are working closely with national and international law enforcement partners to arrest those responsible and hold them accountable. The investigation has been assisted by the Ontario Provincial Police, Halton Regional Police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Centre of Canada, FINTRAC. For further details on how police say the heist went down, click here. Investigators urge anyone with information about this incident to call Peel Regional Police. Information may also be left anonymously by calling Peel Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or visiting www.peelcrimestoppers.ca. Editor's note: the accused people facing charges are presumed innocent until proven guilty in court.